Episode 292, Keep the Romance Alive.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies, how are you doing? Guess what? My voice is finally coming back. It probably won't be back by the time we're done talking because I'm so excited to talk to you today that I might lose it. But before we even jump in, I just want to give a heartfelt thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for sharing and telling your friends and family about Create Your Now and just extending our family. We are growing and it's so exciting. We are reaching people, women, even men around the world. And if it wasn't for you, yes, I'm speaking directly to you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much. You bring such joy into my life. Okay, now. And for those of you who just joined, by the way, go to createyournow.com and you can learn more and find how to reach me. You can see me on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, I don't want to talk about all of that. We have to chat. I haven't seen you in like, okay, it hasn't been that long, but it seems like an eternity. And this is something that just jumped out at me. Literally, it jumped out at me from my text. Yes, my husband. Yes, my good old husband. I love him so much. I really do. I have an amazing man married to, we've been married now over 22 years. I cannot believe it, but we have been. Seems like an eternity. And it somewhat has been. We have been through a lot together. We've gone through some major tornadoes and storms in our life. We've gone through major changes. We've been through 5 children. I mean, come on. Well, they're still with us. But the birthing part and having them and them all being blessed surprises, he's just an amazing man. But I got this text from him. And you guys know I work out of my home, and which is fabulous. And there are days that I actually have to physically leave my home, some to run errands and others to work. I do a little bit. I work locally, and then a lot of things I do online. Well, anyway, I'm out and about running errands, and my husband sends me a text, and he says simply with a question mark, "Are you at home?" And I said, "Nope, headed there now." Period. Sent it back to him. And I paused for a moment and I was like, I wonder if he needs something. So I sent back just two little words and I said, "What you need?" question mark. And he didn't respond immediately. His job doesn't allow him to necessarily respond immediately. So that didn't bother me. I just went about doing what I needed to do and continued heading home. And then I get the text and it says, "You!" exclamation, 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 exclamation with hearts and double hearts and triple hearts and kisses, etc. And I was just like, "Aw, how sweet." Keep the romance alive. Are you keeping your romance alive? You know, I don't know about you, but I have this amazing life. My children never mess up. They always do their chores and are, you know, they're all straight A students. Both in college and in elementary school, they're doing awesome. They are never in trouble. I never have to yell at them. They are like perfect, above perfect children. Then, have I told you? I have a man, this husband who is so madly in love with me. He knows exactly what I need and what I want before I even do. It's this fairy tale of a life. That's you too, right? You have a fairy tale of a life. Yeah. What I just said before, yeah, that's not my life. That's not any of our lives. Sometimes it would be nice if we could have the perfect children, the perfect marriage, the perfect in-laws, the perfect church. But if everything was perfect, you wouldn't be where you are right now. God wouldn't have that opportunity to groom you. And I tell you all of this because keeping the romance alive takes work. We've talked about this in different ways. And one of the episodes is episode 273. If you haven't listened to that one, head on over there to episode 273. That's a great one of reference. But during that week, we talked a lot about love. Love is in the air. And I don't think love can never be out of the air. But what happens is we say, "I do." And we don't think we have to work anymore. We don't have to continue to work on the relationship. We get very comfortable with, I know he's going to be there, or I know she's going to be there. We don't have to really focus on, oh gosh, how do I look today? Do I smell good? Is the house cleaned? I mean, think about it. Way back when you were dating, I dated my wonderful man in college. And I went to a school, a little older school, where the women had their own dorms and the men had their dorms. And the men and women could not just come on each other's dorm in the dormitories whenever they wanted to. We had to have certain open house times. And guess what? The doors had to remain open. Yeah, it was that kind of school. I loved it, actually. But in doing that, if you knew your man was coming over, what'd you do? Did you leave your apartment or your dorm room a total disaster zone? Oh, no, you did not. You picked up your stuff, right? You didn't want him to see anything that might give, number one, away a secret that you might be having. You know, like, how do you make your hair that extra curly way that he so loves? Or that book that you've been taking phrases out of and writing him little notes. So you make sure everything is perfect. But what happens is when we get married, we forget all about that. We just go on and we think, oh, nothing's going to change. Number one child comes along. Number two child comes along. Number three, for some of us, up to number five for me. Yikes. Yes, and I've told you before, but ours were all blessed surprises. None of them were planned. And I love absolutely every single one of them. I would probably have more. But for some reason, we have to have money to pay for them. And so, yeah, so five was it. We capped it off at five. Daddy said, that's enough. And I'm like, okay. So we have a blessed, healthy five. Well, life still continues on, right? We think it's all hunky-dory, that we're doing everything right, that, oh, you know what? The romance is always going to be there. We're always going to have this spark that when we look each other in the eyes, it's going to be like, oh, I melt for you all over again. Is that what you feel for your husband today? Is that what you feel for your wife today? When you look at them, you melt all over again. If you do, praise the Lord. But I'm here to tell you that most of us, when life happens, which life happens, what? Every single day. We don't feel that. We get flustered at work and we come home and we feel comfortable with our spouse. And so we just let them have it because we couldn't do it at work. And they become our punching bag. And they don't understand why. And the stress continues to build at work and the promotions aren't happening. Years pass. And what happens is that there's becoming this distance. There's this stress between you that's growing and you don't even know it. One spouse may think, oh, everything's fine. And the other one may think, everything's not fine. I don't know the person I sleep next to. Keeping the romance alive. How do you keep romance alive if it's dying? You've heard me say this before, that a relationship is either moving forward or it's moving backwards. It cannot be stagnant. If it is, it's dead. So I want to ask you a really serious question here. Where is your relationship right now? Are you moving forward or are you moving backwards? Or are you on the brink of there is nothing? It's dead. That's tough, isn't it? Because I know as a female, I love the romance. I love the love. You know, to have that tingly feeling, if I could tell you that the rest of your life, since from the point that you said I do, that everything's going to be happy, hunky-dory, fairy tale life, Cinderella and Prince Charming, and you're going to run away and live happily ever after, and nothing's going to go wrong, I would love to give you that gift. But you and I both know that that's not life. Life is full of challenges. It's full of celebrations. It's full of the unknowns. It's full of anticipation. The thing is, though, we have to make it a priority to keep the romance alive between the two that said, I do. Who's the person you said I do to? When was the last time that the two of you had just some one-on-one special time. Okay, now I need to kind of preface that by saying when I mean special time, I'm saying the newborn is not sleeping with you in the bed so you can nurse the child. Yeah, I've been there, done that. Oh, I think it was special time because she was sleeping, right? It was quiet. That's not what the hubby thinks. There's not that special time. Remember, it takes two in a relationship. It takes two of you working towards it. And when life happens, it's very easy to lose the romance. And keeping the romance alive takes work. It takes daily effort. Remember that sweet little text that I got? What you need? And he just simply said, you, all in caps. That's keeping the romance alive. That's adding a special thing in the middle of the day, in the middle of his day, of saying, hey, babe, I am thinking of you. Even though my life is chaotic right now at work, which I know it is, he's not saying that part, but I know that it is. For him to take time and do that, that's huge. It wasn't always like that, though. Way back when, oh my goodness, I could tell you stories. For example, even before cell phones came out, okay, but you had not wireless phones. They were wireless phones, but they were the ones that actually plugged into the wall, right? But you had your handheld unit, and you could walk around the house. Remember that? Oh, that was so cool. Because I remember standing in the kitchen caught to a corded phone forever. And that's the only way you could talk, right? And then they came out with these handheld phones that you could walk anywhere with a certain amount of, you know, feet. Oh, that was even better, right? Well, then they got even better because what? It gave caller ID. Remember when caller ID came out? Oh, yes. Then you knew who was calling. And so you knew when your loved one was calling in and saying, oh, honey, I just wanted to drop this line to you. But you see, I know many times my husband would call and he would want to hear my voice. And as a stay-at-home mom with five young children, homeschooling on top of that, you know what? We can have some moments of major spilt milk times. Oh, my goodness gracious. And so that phone would ring. And if it was a friend, it'd be like, oh, hi, Susie. How are you doing? Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, yeah. Well, life could be better. But, oh, no, I have time to talk with you. The next call comes through, and it's the hubby's phone number at work. Yeah, what do you want? Yeah, well, you know what? The kids are just yelling at me. I do not have time to talk to you. What do you need? Can you just spit it out, please? Because I've got work to do. Love you too. Bye. How many times have you had that conversation? I had mine way too many. I didn't realize that I was doing it. I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just very comfortable, quote unquote, in a relationship where there would be times that he was just literally trying to keep the romance alive. Remember, it takes two in a relationship. Where's your relationship today? Are you keeping the romance alive? Maybe you're not real sure. I got to tell you this secret. On my podcast, I keep notes on my phone. And if I have an idea, because what happens is I get busy or I get sidetracked or I'm coaching or whatever I'm doing, I may be doing the dishes and I have an idea and then it's gone and then I can't captivate it again. It's not there and I've lost it. And what was there was like magic and then it's gone. So I keep these notes on my phone. And so when this one came across my mind today, I was like, oh, I got to type this out. And so I wrote it out and I said, keeping the romance alive. And as I typed it, I don't remember, it didn't spell alive right, but it auto-corrected to alone. And I stopped for a minute and it dawned on me, if you're not keeping the romance alive, you will be alone. And that's a hard thing. And some people already feel lonely right now. They feel empty in their relationship. There is no romance. Now, everybody has a different degree of what romance is to them. But this romance that I'm talking about is that little spark, that kindling that's like, gosh, you know, maybe he has his quirks, but he's still adorable in his own special way. You see, not only is a relationship moving forward or backwards, but we as human beings are not staying the same. We are changing individuals. We change. Some people would use the word evolve. That can sometimes be construed the wrong way. But we do. We adapt to our surroundings. We grow. Our personalities don't necessarily change, but our mindsets do. How we perceive something, what you thought about and how you thought when you were in your 20s versus now when you're in your 40s is a big difference. And then when you hit your 60s, oh my goodness. And 80s, you're just praising that you're breathing, right? So when we are going through life and we're doing it with someone we love, you have to work at keeping the romance alive. Are you ready to keep the romance alive? Are you? Do you desire to do that? Are you ready to rekindle that spark within your marriage? And even if you're dating, you can use these too. So guess what? Here is the kiss. You need to grow your love deep and wide. Grow your love deep and wide. What I mean by that is there's this old song, and I mean old song. It's a kid's song. And it goes like this. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. And then you go on and you sing it, okay? Now, there's some verses to that, etc. But that whole thing came to me when I was like, you know what? In order for romance to be continued to be alive and flourishing within your relationship, you need to grow your love deep and wide. Why? Because that's the only way it's going to weather the storms. And you're going to have storms in your life. Those are those challenges. Those are those hiccups, those obstacles that come your way. You've got to grow your love deep and wide. And so here you go. This is how you do it. Now, this is not anything, the terms and things I'm going to use, they're not sexual or anything like that. So if your children are listening, that's great. But if you want to just really keep it to you, then you may want to listen to this part when they're not here. But I promise you, this is very, very clean. So the kiss is this: grow your love deep and wide. Number one, stop the porcupine. You're like, what? Yes, stop the porcupine. We may be getting into fall, into winter, ladies, but that doesn't mean our hygiene has to stop. Meaning, yes, your man does not like to sleep next to a porcupine. They don't. You may think, oh, well, I'm wearing long things, everything, and so I don't need to shave my legs as often. And I wear longer sleeves, so maybe I'll even let my armpits go. But you know what? That porcupine feeling when you want to snuggle, they can feel it through your pants, especially if you're wearing leggings, ladies. I'm telling you this out of love. So stop the porcupine. Yeah, you need to shave. You may need to pluck. You may need to continue your waxing. It's important to have your hygiene. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret here. My husband's probably going to kill me, but that's okay. There's only thousands upon thousands of people listening to this, so it's no big deal, right? The secret's out. He is a man who likes cleanliness. My children will tell you that too. It's no secret. His mom-in-law knows it too. His parents know it. It's just him. That's what it is. And that's not a bad thing. But to him, I am not quote-unquote clean or ready for the day till I have taken a shower. Even if I took a shower the night before, that's his perspective. Now you can call it what you may, but that's just his thoughts, okay? That's how he works. So you know when you have those long days, ladies, like I did when I was shopping out in the rain today, and I looked a mess. I really did, because I hadn't taken my shower before I went shopping. And then with the rain, and then I was hustling and bustling probably to about 8 or 9 different stores, and he's going to come home to that mess. So what did I do? I stopped and made it a priority to make sure I got my shower in, cleaned up, made sure I was smelling good. So when he walks in the door, he's like, oh my gosh, you're beautiful. Stop the porcupine. Remember your hygiene, especially in the fall and the winter. Okay, ladies, I know it's weird. And men too, okay? It goes for you too, but especially the ladies, because men, you know what, girls? They're not going to tell you. The guys will not tell you that that's what they prefer. They put up with it. But remember, it takes two. Keep the romance alive, okay? That's number one, stop the porcupine. Number two, dress for success. You may like those sweatpants and that same sweatshirt every single day, but your husband may not. So once in a while, dress for success. Put on something that he likes. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're wearing sexy lingerie, okay? But that doesn't mean that you can't either. That doesn't mean you can't put on a pretty bra underneath and some cute panties, right? You can do that. But you can have on a shirt or a skirt or a nice little dress or something. Or if you're going out to church, don't wear the same old, same old, same old. Maybe wear something and say, hey, hun, what would you like me to wear? Include each other. It's amazing what they do care about. Keep the romance alive. So dress for success. Be cute, all right? That's what I mean by that. Okay, I know this sounds kind of basic, but it is so important. It's the little things, ladies and gents, that matter. Number three, be curious and explore together. That's the key. You heard me. Number three is be curious and explore together. I mentioned earlier that relationships, it takes two, right? You're moving forward or you're moving backwards. But as individuals, what? We are also growing. We are changing. And maybe you weren't real sure in your 20s or early 30s what you wanted in life, but now you're getting some confidence. And your sexuality, your sexual being is becoming a little bit different. Be curious and explore together, because if you are not doing it together, and it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, they're going to find it another way. So if you're the man and the woman isn't getting, quote unquote, what she is wanting and desiring, which means what? You guys got to be communicating. But women can stray as much as men can. So be curious and explore together. And this isn't just about the sexuality part of it. This is anything. It may be, I kid you not, the arrangement of the furniture in your living room. You may think your hubby cares nothing about that. But have you ever asked if that's something that he cares about? Have you ever said, you know what, hon, I was thinking about, I'm just kind of getting a little bored with this room, the way it looks. What would you recommend? If you were the designer, what would you do? Have you ever asked? So be curious and explore together. And number four, ultimately, number four is this, date each other. It's real easy that when you say I do and you let life happen, things just become habitual. And that includes everything from how you say goodbye to your husband in the morning, how you go to bed at night. Maybe you guys go to bed separately at night. Maybe one of you gets up early in the morning and one of you can sleep in, etc. But have you ever communicated? Because you know, think about when you were dating. You guys tried to get on the same schedule, right? You wanted to do things together. You were dating each other. There was two involved. But sometimes when we say I do, we just think that that's going to continue. It doesn't happen without work. When you dated and when you are dating, you are actually being involved. You're being intentional with what you're doing. In order to keep the romance alive, you must be intentional. You must date each other. Ask each other questions. Now, if it's a bad day at work, that's probably not a good topic, right? But ask each other questions. You have no idea what his or her interests may be now. Your spouse may all of a sudden have this love for guitars. And for some strange reason, that was never, ever in the picture. Ever in a million years did you ever think guitars would have been like the thing. But now it is the thing. And so ask questions about it. You remember, date each other. Be curious, right? Going back to number three, be curious and explore together. Part of dating is what? Flirting. Remember that text? What you need? And he says, you? That was a little flirt. When was the last time that you flirted with your husband on a text? And just something, said something sweet to him. Just out of the blue. That's fun. What about leaving a little love note on the mirror? Or putting one, if you pack his lunch, putting one in his actual lunch pail? Or if you know where that he uses his card to get, you know, buy lunch every day, you put a little sticky note inside his wallet where he's going to go and reach for his debit card. Date each other. Make an effort. Because if you don't, someone else will. That's the negative part of it. That is the negative part. In order to keep the romance alive, you've got to grow your love deep and wide. Stop the porcupine, dress for success, be curious and explore together, and date each other. These are just the beginnings. But if you start with this, I promise you, that spark will begin to come back. Okay? And know, for those of you who might be going through this time, you may be listening to this and going, gosh, Christiane, I'm in a challenged relationship right now. We're not together. We're not on the same page. I want to leave you with this. Number one, if you still love your spouse, then don't give up. There's always hope. Don't give up. And I would tell you, pray. Pray and let God take care of it. And then guess what? Yep, you can still work on these too. You can grow your love deep and wide. You can start by growing your love deep and wide for Jesus Christ. And then you can work on doing these little things. Be open to how life is changing within your relationship. Because if you are growing, your life will be changing. Your interaction between each other will change. It will grow. So have faith and keep the hope. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.